Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to my friends in orbit. Circling the great Orbis. Circling the planetoid. Circling the world. Good morning to the birdies. Flying so very high. Giving us reasons to see our inward glee. Good morning to the joy goblins. Good morning to the horror ghouls. Good morning to the ghosts of the past. Neanderthals waking up. Unfrozen ghost zombies. Arise from the Arctic. Move south for summertime eating. Go get yourself a feast of revenge. Uncle Dan, where'd all the Neanderthal go? They say I have Neanderthal DNA. Come over here, little Bobby. Let's talk about keto. Let's talk about Andrew Tate. Let's talk about poppity blumpity blump. Let's talk about, you know, I don't know, 10,000 tons of TNT per square mile. Where did the Neanderthal go? Unfrozen zombie ghost. Go south right now. Seek out your eternal revenge. 60,000 years ago, some crafty, shitty people, they came to your neighborhood. They ruined everything. Make the world great again. Get rid of those interlopers, unfrozen Neanderthal zombie man. Because it is Friday. Friday, April the 4th. Right around 6:30 a.m. here on the Olympic Peninsula. Yeah. So I'm going to give you some updates. I've been kind of depressed, and part of this is related to how I quit smoking about 6 months ago, and this question in the back of my head, whether I should have kept smoking and just stopped drinking beer. And listen, I don't want to have a conversation about health or nutrition. I'm 55 years old. I'm fairly certain that's going to be considered an old age pretty soon. So I've made it. I've made it, baby. I get my C+, you know, and in the future, it's going to be more like an A- because they will have to grade on a curve or on a hilltop, you know, near the pit where they dump the bodies, right, Vincent Price? But it's okay. I think it's okay to talk about it. It's not okay to let yourself get to a point that you harm yourself or others. It's not okay to take your pain and direct it at people, but it's okay to talk about it. And it's okay to keep a list of things that make you happy. And if the list gets close to zero, that's when you need to like phone a friend. A lot of people are wondering right now, is it hopeless? And I am perhaps the worst fucking person ever in the history of the human race to counsel you on this, but it's not hopeless. I'm telling you it's not, and I'm not lying to you. I think there is hope. It's not the make-believe bullshit hope. It's not poppity blumpity blump or NPR woman. It's not any of these politicos, these shitheads, these jackasses, whatever party they think they represent. It's not all the make-believe people, and a lot of these people are probably made up. You know, we invest way too much energy in somebody like George Soros, but what if I told you he doesn't exist? That Bill Gates doesn't exist, that these are constructed people, and their purpose is to take hits. They are inflatable tanks, brothers and sisters. So it's okay. It's okay right now if all this crazy is getting to you, because if it didn't, it would mean you don't have a soul. And as Dr. Freckles once said, psychological warfare is really spiritual warfare by other means. You know, I know I'm kind of cribbing off of Clausewitz there, but you get my point. what we're experiencing is psychological warfare, but it manifests itself. It really does manifest itself as spiritual warfare. And by the grace of God, we make it through. And as much of a sinner as I am, I think that my thread of faith that is still there is one of the reasons why I haven't been eaten alive. Because there's different ways it can eat you alive. One way it can eat you alive is you become part of it. You say, I'm gonna become make a blumpity blump. I'm gonna call Trump Hitler. I'm gonna join the white side or the black side, the dark side, the good side. I'm gonna pick a side in a game where, frankly, I don't really pick the sides or the game. And it's a stupid game. But if you join the game, you can have your poppity blump blump credits. And you go to Costco and buy your clothes there and get cheap bacon and maybe have a one-bedroom apartment if you can, you know, play the game. Remember, in order to play this game, Trump is either a savior or literally Hitler. He just can't be any other option. The other way it can eat you alive is what I've just been talking about. It can put you to the point where you think about harming yourself. And all I can tell you is before you ever get to that point, you need to keep a list of things that make you happy. If the list gets low, you need to talk to somebody. I don't have the answers. I can't give you the canned answer, antidepressants good, antidepressants bad. I think in the short term, worst case scenario, they can help. Long term, they're probably bad, like anything else. But short term, they might help. There might be other things. My answer is, or what I would suggest, is seek help. If there are people in your life who are willing to listen, talk to them. A lot of people right now are not doing great. And maybe one piece of advice would be create your own little group therapy circle. You don't need a degree. You don't need permission. Just get together with friends and talk it through. I mean, one of the reasons why I'm depressed personally is this whole thing about how people keep talking about the reset. I see a lot of sick people. I see a lot of crazy people. I see a lot of retarded people, not in the sense of mentally deficient. I'm not making fun of people with disabilities. I mean people who could do better, but I'm going to call them retards. I see a lot of folks, and none of it adds up to building pyramids. None of it adds up to large drone armies of people doing shit. You don't build anything on this much crazy and stupid. You don't. In fact, all you do with it is watch it implode. Sorry. If you have this vision of trading Bitcoin in some type of reset future, you think they care if you're alive. Look in the fucking mirror. I don't care. Oh, but I got 5% body fat. Look in the mirror. Look in your eyes. Ask yourself why you have to take 50 kinds of, you know, snake oil bull testicle sauce. Methylene blue. So it's crazy. So these are personal updates. Another update is, I don't know. I've sold some more t-shirts. I feel as if one of the goals of the cyber stalking I've been experiencing since October has been to derail me on some of my projects. One specifically is this Bigfoot War One. And I have been thoroughly derailed. And my answer is I don't want to give up. But if you're asking, is there a theme to it? Yeah. The theme starts about the time I shut down my legit certified blue checkmark Twitter account. And then it all just kind of came at me. And I do think it's related to the shithead in Ireland, but I think it's uglier than that. Like I said, psychological warfare is spiritual warfare by other means. And I'm not special. A lot of us are being attacked like this right now. And like I said, there are two ways it can eat you up. You can become evil, or you can become destroyed. But those aren't our only options. There's a third option, which means as messy as it is, and as hard as it is, and as many bad days as we'll probably always have, no matter what time we're living in, you can endure. You can survive. You don't have to give up. And like any good depressed person will tell you, even if it is only 1 in 30 days that's a good day, it's worth living for. Anyways, that's all I want to talk about, personal bullshit. So I did a lot of stupid shit this week because I was depressed, to include ordering from Tendy's. That's Tendy's Chinese restaurant in Port Angeles, where they have certified A&W style Hunan, if you know what I mean. Anyways, that means I have three fortunes. Three fortunes, which if you look at the t-shirt on the site, there's a lucky cat t-shirt. Hey, I use Google Translate. It might mean, you know, fuck you in Chinese. And here's the thing. If you buy the Lucky Cat t-shirt and you don't run it by one of your friends who speaks some simplified Chinese or whatever, you know. But yeah, it's a Lucky Cat t-shirt. So we're going to open up a Lucky Cat fortune. Man, you would never do that on... I would never do it on purpose. But I use Google Translate. Oh my God. I got two fortunes in here. One that's empty. Gross. Gross. That's bad luck. And then I have an actual fortune, hopefully that isn't empty. We'll see. We've had this before, right? Here we go. Oh boy. Fortunate son. What's it saying here? You will soon bring joy to someone new in your life. Oh my God. I will soon bring joy to someone new in my life. How will I bring the joy to that someone new? I will say, hey, baby, I just started new AIDS treatments. That would be my pickup line at the bar and grill. She'd say, buddy, my boyfriend lifts weights. I'd say, baby, you don't have to beg that hard. 'Cause I'm someone new in your life and I will bring you joy. That's the name of my stripper girlfriend. We'll do a 2x2. We'll do a Wyoming bastard. We'll take a trip to Tennessee down the river, if you know what I mean, baby. Yeah, that's a beautiful fortune. So let's do the next fortune. We got one fortune down about bringing joy to people's lives I've not met yet and are probably going to kill me. Great news, fuckers. Great news. Next lucky, Tendy style, A&W style fortune. Yay. Open it, Dan. Open it. You can do it. You can do it. Frick. They set these things up like Chinese time bombs. Anyways. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Next fortune. Fuck it. Open it up, Dan. It's like talking to the Pope. Okay. Recent scientific discoveries will lead you in a new direction. I don't even know how the fuck that is. That looks like a pharmaceutical commercial. I don't know. Methylene blue. Recent scientific discoveries have shown that your penis can be enhanced. Recent scientific discoveries means you can run your car on water. Recent scientific discoveries says every little boy for about $5 can have a hovercraft in the year 1975. Recent scientific discoveries show that there's life in Uranus. Right down there, real low. Recent scientific discoveries will change the way you see your relationship to me, and you'll send me money. Sorry, that's cheap. That's cheap, Dan. We're going to go for the last fortune, because so far, I'm kind of disappointed. I'll be honest with you. We've already been given one empty cookie. That's a problem. Although technically it was an extra cookie, but what are those cookies made of again? Asbestos? I don't know. Here we go. Oh my gosh. I have two fortune cookies in here. Okay. Lucky cat. Every time this happens, instead of getting one fortune cookie, I got two. Lucky cat. You gotta say lucky cat. Every time you get the two fortunes, you gotta say lucky cat. So here we go. There we go. cracking open the future, just like Elon Musk doing cocaine. Okay, here we go. Your lost treasure will be found within the month. Oh my God, they're turning me into L. Ron Hubbard. My lost treasure, when I lived with Napoleon. My lost treasure, when I was Alexander the Great. My lost treasure, when I was her mate, living down south in Egypt land, you know, with Cleopatra, massaging her boobula, drinking spider sauce, living so deep and large. Lucky cat. Lucky cat. So we have another fortune because I got an extra lucky cat fortune, but will it have anything in it? It does. So technically, three fortunes yielded four, and here's the last fortune, and I feel like such a fucking lucky cat. You will be involved in many humanitarian projects. Wow. I mean, according to this, if I read this correctly, okay, I'm going to read them one after the other, not necessarily in the same order as previously. You will soon bring joy to someone new in your life. You will be involved in many humanitarian projects. Recent scientific discoveries will lead you in a new direction. And last but not least, we'll take care of the yeast. Your lost treasure will be found within the month. Okay. I don't know what to do with any of this, but clearly we're going off the rails here talking about your lucky cat. And to anybody that buys a lucky cat t-shirt, understand, it is not meant to offend anyone, but I did use Google Translate. And so lucky cat in Chinese could mean a lot of things that don't mean anything good. I didn't care to research whether or not it was a good thing to say. In fact, that would have bothered me immensely. Instead, I just typed in lucky cat, and I got back the fucking symbols. You can interpret that as you will, Mr. and Mrs. America. Next topic, right, Dan? Okay, so there's a lot of controversy around Elon Musk, Papa Gusk Lusk, and all of his love children. Some say he has 13 love children. I think he has more. I think he's a man whore. He's laid his seed with total greed. He's dumped his load on many a chode. But I have to admit something. I do have a t-shirt that's about Elon's baby. I think I could make many t-shirts on the subject, but I think I had Elon's baby. I think I had Elon's baby in the year 2022 Boblimpdoc. I mean, it was terrible. I think it was right around Christmas Eve, and it was terrible. I was in labor for about 8 hours. I ended up using tablespoons as forceps to pry the damnable thing out. It screamed as it clinked on the porcelain. It said, "I don't want to go. I don't want to go away, Mommy." And I had to flush it. And now it's a sewer baby. Elon plowed his rod spice into my butt-type boovula, right down my shit tube. Elon's baby is growing in my sphincter. It's Durgan Fresh style silicon goose. Bends the insides into coffee milk getaway juice. Soup master. That's what he calls himself. Dangling his Jimmy John's as he hangs brains and massages my poop door. And then I fart. Stirred by his manly pressing against the shit button. I created buttercuss and spread the cheek so his tibbly oil could dance all the way down to my burnet boil and fuse to make a shit baby. And that shit baby grew inside of me every day, becoming bigger and bigger. It could have been the fact that I was on Percocet and not drinking water. It could be I was having those cheeseburgers and on Percocet and not drinking water. But after about 5 days, I was ready to spit out that Bunctus baby. And I know Elon loves the Bunctus baby, the poor little damnable sewer baby, septic tank baby, living in Utah. And that's enough on that. So, yeah, here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Have you ever wondered if any of the pandemics or epidemics they tell you about in history, if they ever happened? Dr. Freckles. I'm not forcing a new conspiracy theory on you, and it may not be new to you. I mean, a lot of people fall into the category of viruses don't exist. I'm of the opinion that a lot of things are said that are not true. I don't want to talk about viruses or vaccines, but if you want to talk about the fact that we're lied to, I think that's absolutely the case. And if you control the printing presses, if you control the internet, you do control the past. In fact, at this point, forget the printing presses. Paper books will be a thing of the past, right? If you believe what they say. During the COVID, they redefined the Spanish flu pandemic. They redefined it in terms of its severity. They redefined it in terms of its origins, kind of like the way they've been redefining permafrost. If you know, you know. And if you're sensitive to it, as a Sovietologist, you noticed it, and you'd have to ask yourself, why are they doing this? Why are they suddenly telling us that the number was smaller, for example? Well, it didn't kill quite as many people. And they did the same thing with the Black Plague. Oh, it didn't kill quite as many people. And there's a reason for this. You have to, if those things really happened, you kind of do have to de-emphasize them. If you're going to give people fake bullshit that they're going to try to compare and contrast to history, you kind of have to come up with more bullshit to cover that up, right? So who knows? Who knows? But it could cut the other way. These things might never have happened. I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm at the point in my life where other than God, I am certain of nothing. And if I took away God, I could only say I'm certain of nothing. I'm certain that I have been lied to my whole life. I'm certain that most of the information available to me is crap. It's like my bugbear involving permafrost collapse. If I had the money, I would go to the Arctic myself. I would go to the Arctic. I would do my own little documentary. I would want to find out the truth for myself because right now I feel like I'm being lied to. And I can't tell you who's doing the lying. What I can tell you from my own experience based upon growing up in Washington State is there's something seriously fucked in the environment. And it's not linear fucked. It's way worse than that. Do I know why? Well, Dan, it's the pole shifts. You can give me 50 fucking reasons. Oh, it's the solar cycle. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. That doesn't really explain the microplastic bullshit, but maybe. I kind of think that we're being lied to. That's the only thing I'm certain of. So yeah, maybe none of this shit ever happened. Next topic. Because this is a dead-end subject. Ultimately, this entire subject reduces down to solipsism. And if you're stuck in a place of solipsism, what are you going to do? I don't know. There was an article about how, you know, China has this huge role in fentanyl, blah, blah, blah. Here's the deal, folks. Couple things. We need to reify and then move on. The Central Intelligence Agency has controlled the drug trade in the Western Hemisphere at least since World War II, or at least since its creation. What, 1947, 48? At least since then, the Central Intelligence Agencies controlled the drug trade. So if there's fentanyl being traded in the big cities on the large macro scale, the CIA is involved, which also means if you want to take on the cartels, you take out Langley with a MOAB. That's, you know, the simple fucking truth, but nobody wants the truth. Oh boy, my alarm's going off, telling me I should wake up for work or something, but I don't care. Because technically it's spring break, and I'm off work. So that's number one. If we're talking about fentanyl or cocaine or, frankly, illegal marijuana, because that still exists, there's still a black market weed trade. If you're talking about heroin, any of it, especially the hard stuff, you're talking about the CIA. But here's the other piece. You know how I've told you guys to be sensitive to the chickens and cows and pigs having sex, getting herpes, and causing food processing plants to explode? Yeah. This could be another one of these logistical stories. Here's the thing about fentanyl. My mom and my sister died of cancer. When they reached stage four, fentanyl was one of the many drugs they were given. And at that point, in terms of pain management, fentanyl is not much. I'm simply telling you from what I saw from the outside looking in, and I can imagine, based upon how cancer works, that it's a lot like being tortured from the inside out. So basically, yeah, fentanyl is something you need probably with stage four for pain management. And it's not just cancer. So when you look at something like fentanyl, you say fentanyl bad, fentanyl good, it's not that simple. It's like the gun thing. And that's why Mega Man is such a retard, because he gets suckered. He'll say things like, well, Dan, you know, guns don't kill people. Fentanyl doesn't kill people, shitheads. It doesn't. I'm sorry. Heroin doesn't kill people. Cocaine doesn't kill people. People make choices. Some of them are terrible, and often they're driven to that point. And if you're wondering why homeless people take the blues, because they have the fucking blues. Unless you've been homeless, you don't even have a fucking clue. And guess what? Some people who will never listen to me, right, Mr. Jorgensen, will experience that very fucking soon. What if the other side of the story, to the fentanyl story, it's not just that, yeah, give up on the limited hangout about China, but what if the other side of the story is we're about to have a shortage of fentanyl, and there are a lot of people who are getting cancer. And yeah, there's other options. I'm certain that people will be given other options, but brothers and sisters, if I'm right, and the base case is we're in a collapse scenario, and it will be unpredictable, cascading, and brutal, which means one day it'll look like things are working, the next day the bottom falls out. And I don't mean the stock market, shitheads. Oh my God. Guess what? There could be a recovery in the stock market and no food at the grocery store. Are we listening yet? So yeah, I think those are the two sides of the fentanyl story. I think they might be prepping us for a shortage, just like the monkey cow, herpes, food processing, farmer burning potato bullshit. So, okay, so there's been a lot of articles recently, and I'm going to just put them into, you know, she's a whore. Whether it's the woman who's having sex with 2,000 men to win an award, whether it's the other woman that had 50 men, you know, give her the rim ram, give her the butt fucking whatever, the penetration and the anus. And yeah, then she ended up having a problem and having to go to the hospital. Okay, there's a lot of those stories. But then there's this new kind of story. And I don't think it's new. It's like my hot wife. You know, I share my wife, my hot wife. I share her with other men. I'm going to say something that I wouldn't have said 10 years ago. I would have said it differently. Here's how I would have said it 10 years ago. There's some kind of decline in American culture. Here's how I would say it today. There are people who want a decline in our culture and have wanted it for a long, long time. If you watched the Republican, whatever, national convention last summer, you saw OnlyFans porn star types showcased. You say, well, no, but they turned to Jesus, just like Trump. They turned to Jesus just recently. Just like Elon Musk flipped like a fucking coin. I mean, I know that you're retarded, Mega Man, but at some point in the coming weeks, you better wake the fuck up. because it will become a matter of life and death. Here's the deal. There's nothing cool about taking somebody you love and treating them like this. And if they want to be treated this way, that means they don't want to be with you, and you should not be with them. I'll also add this, something I did not know 20 years ago when I got married the first and only time. I cannot imagine any marriage succeeding in the year 2025 without the blood of Christ being part of it, which is another way of saying, if you're a Catholic, whatever, you need to have a relationship with God that is your own. If you're a Protestant, whatever, I don't care what building you go to, but if you call yourself a Christian, you have a better chance making a marriage succeed with another Christian. One Christian can carry a lot of the burden, but chances are you both have to believe. And then, maybe with wisdom, maybe with discernment, probably with reading the Bible, you might be able to figure out a way through when times get tough. But this shit is gross. Ignore the fact that it's kind of evil. It's fucking gross. And put this under the category of, you know, I fucked 2,000 men in a day. 50 men gave me the anal splunker. It's gross and disgusting. It is what succeeds. But unlike 10 years ago, I don't believe it's accidental. I don't. I don't think it's accidental that huck to a girl who basically, what, talking about spitting on a penis or something. It's not accidental that these people are foisted into the forefront. It's not accidental. It is on purpose. And you need to be wise enough to listen to the Holy Spirit, if you're a Christian, to allow the discernment to tell you things. Brothers and sisters, something very ugly is not very far away. Still not the end of the world, though. 212,268 pounds of egg products potentially containing bleach are recalled. So this is another story. You can file it any way you want to. Is it possible that all this bleach egg sauce is gross and they're recalling it? Yeah, it's possible. I think it's also possible this is another logistics story. Or it's both. The reality is they are adulterating more because they got to ship more food overseas. If your base case is dollar collapse, then this could be part of stealth dollar collapse, which is to say that you cover up the fact that you're doing actual trade in kind, not trade with bonds, but trade in kind. You cover it up with these weird ass fucking stories. So I don't know. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. It's like the fentanyl thing. If you know somebody with stage four and you know, well, excuse me, if they're in stage three and you know they might get to stage four, you might want to figure out a way to get some extra fentanyl because that shit might be going away soon. Next topic. So the Greenland thing. And again, if you see the world the way I do, it's less of a mystery, but it's crazy making still. If in fact the Greenland ice sheet is undergoing a rapid disintegration, which is what the numbers look like, and you can do your own research. Well, Dan, according to the Republicans, Greenland ice sheet's fine. Who knows? But if it is, that's one really good reason for Papa Blumpity Blump to want to take control of Greenland, because it's just like the Ukraine war. Since 2022, the Ukraine war has effectively taken 70% of the Arctic Circle out of the sphere of open source research, which means that if you want non-government answers to what the fuck's going on in the Arctic Ocean, 70% of that answer's off the table since 2022. The other 30% is NATO, basically. NATO and Canada, ask me who you trust. The other side's NATO. So yeah, I've been thinking about the Greenland thing. So one reason would be to take control. But another reason is this. If we're close enough to the end of a scenario, if the fuzzy event is something like permafrost collapse, then having one of the biggest sources of fresh water, relatively fresh water, on planet Earth is better than having all the gold. In fact, that it's frozen is even better. I mean, again, it's idiotic and insane. But towards the end, people simply do desperate things. And that includes people with power. So the Greenland thing is weird. I suggest you do more thinking on it. The fact is, oh, but Dan, there's oil and there's metals. That's been true. And if those things were there and we wanted them, we would have gotten them decades ago. Don't be retarded. Don't ask about the things we already would do and have done. Ask about what makes Greenland special. And what makes Greenland special is this massive fucking ice sheet. Next topic. Dan, they're going after the Palladium. No, they're not. Ugh. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles, but think in terms of American judicial history. The judges were activists from the beginning, Megatard. Here's the deal. The Constitution is a fail. Spooner said it better. You can say it any way you want to. It either enabled the retardation you see or failed to prevent it. But the U.S. Constitution is a giant fucking fail. The Bill of Rights is a fucking joke. It's lipstick on a pig, literally and figuratively. Lipstick on a fucking pig. These judges that everybody, well, are suddenly activists. No, they've always been this way. The whole system's been kind of corrupt. And I don't see what you see. You see liberal judges selected by a make-believe guy called Soros. I see smoke. You see Bill Gates recommending some district attorney. I see smoke. You see Poppity Blumpity Blump talking about stealing Greenland. I see smoke. I hope I'm wrong. I hope all your dreams and nightmares come true, whether you're Megity Blumpity Blump or weird NPR woman. I hope your dreams and nightmares come true, but I think you're both full of shit. You're both retarded. And the reality is, Poppity Blumpity Blump is a giant column of smoke, and everything related to this activist judge's bullshit, these can't do's. Remember, I told you two categories for Poppity Blumpity Blump. They're the miracles and the can't do's. These activist judges are magically can't do's, aren't they? Poppity Blumpity Blump can't do this and he can't do that. He couldn't do this. My God. People are really deserving, in my opinion, what's coming. Next topic. So there's this thing about President Malay, you know, who recently scammed people with some, you know, meme coin or token. There's a story about how President Milei is releasing classified documents in Argentina that show that Hitler escaped maybe to Argentina, blah, 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 and was aided by the U.S. Remember in January 2020, Popping Smoke, that podcast I told you, and frankly told you guys throughout 2020, as my understanding of the monkey herpes evolved, towards the end, they're going to give you the truth. And this could very well be true. It doesn't serve you. It won't provide food when the food is gone. It won't help you purify water. But this little bit of truth will keep you baffled and suspended and angry and confused. And yeah, essentially immobilized at a population scale. So I would classify this little Adolf Smokey the Bear as more smoke grenade. That's my advice. It could be true. I think there are a lot of things about World War II we were probably lied to about. Joseph Farrell is a good source for some alternative history. Brotherhood of the Bell, Reich of the Black Sun. Joseph Farrell is a great place to start if you want to look at World War II through a different lens. Next topic. Dan, what do you mean? I mean, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Oh, Dane Wigington. So for a couple years now. Okay, let me start this way. I started listening to Dane Wigington's weekly video log, blog, podcast, which is really just a podcast. It's put on YouTube, but it's just a slideshow with audio. So let's just call it a podcast. I started listening to Dane Wigington's weekly podcast about 10 years ago because I started noticing some weird shit in the sky. I'd recently moved back to Indianapolis after being gone for about a decade, which gave me some good compare and contrast as far as the weather goes. And that was weird. Like, when I first lived in Indianapolis, the summers were really, really hot and humid, and the winters were really, really cold, and the cold lasted a while. When I moved back in 2014, it was like the opposite almost. The summers became cooler and, frankly, drier, and the winters became, you know, warmer. Yeah, there were still these freeze events, these events that would last a couple weeks, and they could be quite terrible. But in retrospect, it does seem like it was that fake bullshit Raytheon snow. I believe Dane Wigington tells people a fair amount of truth, especially when it comes to geoengineering. It is entirely possible that everything he says with respect to geoengineering is the truth. But about 2 years ago, I suggested in my podcast that he might be a sheepdog. And for psychological warfare purposes, let's remember what a sheepdog is. A sheepdog is someone like Alex Jones, you know, the king of limited hangouts, somebody like Joe Rogan. He's Rogan. I don't care. A sheepdog is somebody who gives you just enough truth to keep you under control. They patrol the outside of the Overton paddock. Yeah, I don't call it a window. I call it a paddock for sheep. And the sheepdogs hang out. Some of them sit on the fence. Some of them live right outside the fence. But the key point is this. They keep you from going too far from the fence. They'll tell you just enough truth to sucker you back inside. So like Dane Wigington, I think he does tell the truth about geoengineering. But then he can't help but talk about all the fucking bioweapons and scare the fuck out of people with that shit. That fucking monkey herpes coffee filter bullshit. So here's the deal. He's been talking to Alex Jones, king of the limited hangout, and it looks like, you know, Mayha, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is going to reveal soon. I think it's possible. It could happen this month or next month. And there was a news story just yesterday about how Trump had this incredible announcement that was horrible. Well, I'm not saying it's going to be, we discovered they spent all those missing trillions on geoengineering. I'm not going to say that. But imagine a scenario where they come out and say, listen, we figured it out. We done solved it. That 20 trillion that University of Michigan professor said was missing, we found it. It went to geoengineering. I don't dismiss that as a possibility because, frankly, Dane Wigington looks like he's getting closer and closer to the White House. Like in terms of, you know, now that RFK Jr. is part of the whatever, the executive branch, it looks like his conduit gets pretty close to Papa Blumpity Blump. So here's the deal. I think it's okay. Like I would tell you, you can listen to the guy's podcast, but just be really fucking careful because I do think he sells you on a lot of limited hangout crap like lawsuits and documentaries and t-shirts. I cannot tell you what you should do at this point if in fact what, you know, what we think is happening is happening. I can't tell you because this podcast would be banned. But I can tell you that if what Dane has been saying for the last 10 years is true, documentaries and t-shirts won't work. I mean, you understand that he talks about how this particulate matter is literally making people retarded. And it's at an increasing rate, and it's probably not linear. So if a documentary might have worked 10 years ago, I don't know how to break your heart if you practice a little bit of logic with that plastic spoon in your head, Dane. But if a documentary might have worked 10 years ago, it ain't going to work now. There are things that can work. As a former air defense officer, I can tell you there are tools you could use. But t-shirts and documentaries and handouts and lawsuits ain't going to cut it. That's all I want to say about that. So there's this movie. It's one of these, I think, Tromaville movies, which if you know Tromaville, Toxic Avenger, you know what I'm talking about. But this isn't it. This is actually a different film. This is the class of 19... I was going to talk about... I got two movies mixed up. The Class of Nukem High with The Class of 1984. Anyways, there's this movie called The Class of 1984. It's not a Tromaville film. It's its own kind of bullshit. But it's a great film. I recommend it. It's so fucked up. And the funny part is that I think... You know, I think I talked about The Class of Nukem High in reference to social media. I think if you look at this film and you think about what could happen in the near future, especially if there is no internet for the kids, I think you could say to yourself, is it better or worse? Was this film always absurd? I think this film is a vision of what happens when the grocery stores start running out of food, when the electricity becomes spotty, when the internet starts folding in on itself. And Dan, none of these things could ever happen. I know, I've been told that by Elon Poppity Blumpity Blump too. If you need to believe that Humpty Dump, you do that. I don't care. Next topic, Dr. Freckles quote. The human race has gotten really good at lying to others, lying to itself. We need to learn to tell the truth again. This is recycled bullshit, Dr. Freckles. We know this. We know what the main problem is. And this is something I've talked about consistently on my podcast going back to Indianapolis. I'm not going to point to whatever file you need to find. It's in the archives. Fuck you. But going back to Indianapolis, I've talked about this. If we could do one thing right now, even right now, and this is something that Dane does say to his credit, I do agree with. Although I think we might find out soon that he's being ironic. If we could do one thing right now, it would be to not just tell the truth, but be willing to accept the truth. Like World Trade Center 7. You can have whatever opinion you want to about 9/11, but World Trade Center 7 does not add up. That's true. Doesn't mean we know the full truth, but the story is bullshit. There are lots of things like this, and we need to be willing to confront the truth, the reality of things. Until we do that, we're kind of doomed. I don't know. And government doesn't want us to know the truth ever. So anyways, next topic. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles again. The very same person that tells you cars are evil, the very same person that says your truck is bad, they'll tell you if there's no government, there won't be any roads. That's called gaslighting. The very person that says the internal combustion engine is evil, blah, 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 blah. This person says if there's no government, there won't be no roads. It's like the Green New Deal. The people who tell you that cars are evil will say, well, if we spend trillions of dollars tearing the earth apart, paying poor kids to do toxic things, we'll make the world healthy again. And it's insane and it's backwards and sideways. There's a really good documentary called Planet of the Humans. If you're one of these people who've been suckered by the Green New Deal and the electric car bullshit, this is a movie for you. You should watch it. It's a good example of what wasting time looks like. Like, if I'm right about what's about to happen, then one angle of the Green New Deal is a lot like Bitcoin. It's a great way to get smart people to waste a lot of fucking time. Time that is precious, time they will never get back. Yeah. If I'm right about what's about to happen. The same person that tells you cars are evil, the same person that says save the earth, the same person that says leave that salmon stream alone, is the same person that says without the government there won't be no roads. Next topic. Dan, I know you're confused, Mega Man, NPR woman. You're both Robbie the Robot right now, and it's not gonna get easier for you. So another angle on the tariff thing is a lockdown. And you say, Dan, I don't understand. How would putting tariffs up be a lockdown? Well, again, if I'm right about my worst case scenario, which means it's worse than dollar collapse. Dollar collapse would be baked in, but that's not the worst thing in the worst case scenario. If I'm right about it, you would want to do something like this and make it look like, oh, we're just making America great again. No, what you're doing is you're locking shit down. It's like the crap about how poppity blumpity blump's going to get all the extra eggs from Turkey. Brothers and sisters, if there are eggs to be ate in the next year or two, and this is a horrible thing to say, but I just please listen. If there are eggs to be consumed, they will probably come from a local source, and they won't be cheap. And I don't mean in terms of dollars, because probably by that time it's going to be bartering, you know. So it won't be cheap. I don't know what they're going to charge you. Probably something real though. Like, oh, hey hookah, you want to eat today? And I hate to be crass, but yeah, that's going to happen. I think the tariff thing is a prelude to locking down the economy. I think what happens next is we start to experience certain types of shortages. If I'm right about the food system, and again, it's not just me, lots of people came to these conclusions. None of these things I'm saying is original, okay? By the way, if it's true, doesn't mean I'm the only one who said it. I've said it, others have said it. But I would say that something like price controls comes next. And then you know, if I'm right, if you start seeing price controls within the next 6 to 9 months, especially when it comes to food, then you're going to know they're locking it down. But I kind of think it blows up this summer. I mean, there are people who believe that the geoengineering at some point fails because you reach a point of saturation where the geoengineering itself becomes toxic. Huh? You remember those videos from 2020? People falling over dead, almost as if they were having immediate immune system responses, toxic shock, and just dropping dead. The most severe anaphylactic shock you can imagine. Yeah, if they start doing that, a certain percentage of people will simply drop dead. Not everybody, but probably a lot of old people, probably, if they go to the next level. So there's a certain point at which the geoengineering fails. And what if we're at that point? What if what happened in 2019 was an indication that it's almost over? And the thing about fuzzy events is that there's not a date when it's over. It's not like a fucking meteor hitting the Earth, which is a discrete event. It is something that happens within a window of probability. What if the guess that I had 5 years was off, but it doesn't matter? What if the window exists and they expect it to happen within the window and we're in the window right now? I think the tariffs could be a prelude to locking shit down. And then it's a question of who gets to eat, depending upon how much time's left. I mean, if there is no God, and this is the worst case scenario, which means Venus syndrome, and Guy McPherson is right, then probably we don't really know, but it might only be a couple fucking years. So we might very well run out of life before we run out of food. You know, the United States might have 8-10 years of food, and in the worst case scenario, it won't fucking matter. Let's move on, because this is a depressing topic, right? Oh, this next topic, I think we've covered it already. Okay, so I've talked about the Israel thing, how I think it's potentially a signpost. If you understand that the state of Israel has been doing a slow roll, ethnic cleansing, since 1948, and that it's been working, and that in another 20 years they would have had Gaza without dropping 10,000 tons of TNT per square mile. So the question is, why did they speed up the schedule? Because they did. I think 10-7 was bullshit, and everything that happened after it proves it. So why did they speed up the schedule? What was the state of Israel told, or what did they discover in 2023 that led them to accelerate their schedule? I don't know. I think a base case would be the CIA sharing information with Mossad saying, guess what? The dollar's imploding. It's been imploding since 2019. We've been covering it up. At a certain point, we can't cover it up. That would explain it, because once the dollar goes, the state of Israel is in a lot of fucking trouble. And so if there's land they need to take it. And then they can just say, we got nukes. At that point, they would say officially, we got nukes. If you take back Syria and Lebanon and Gaza, and who knows, maybe the Sinai Peninsula, if you take back all this shit we just took again or stole for ourselves because we're Israel, you're going to get nuked. So yeah, what if somebody told them that? It doesn't tell us exactly what it is. And I've already mentioned the bombshell thing. There is a link in the notes to this whole bombshell thing that's going to come out. Keep in mind, brothers and sisters, as my friends in the world of Sovietology, this could be a lot like the lost vault of, you know, Al Capone. And I stayed up to watch that stupid shit. Geraldo Rivera, I think it was the 1980s. He had the lost vault of Al Capone. They found a cat turd. They found a plastic doll. I think they found a bottle of Coca-Cola empty, but I don't think they found any meaning in life or any lost gold or treasure. So yeah, this could be like the lost vault of Al Capone. It could be a giant empty nothing. Trump does this. And also, if he is just smoke, he would do this anyways. He would pump people up. Oh, we're going to tell you the truth about this and that and everything. Oh, but we can't do it because of the activist judges. Because a cow had sex with a chicken pig herpes. And now the food processing plant's creating bunctus holes in the activist judges. He'll come up with whatever retarded sideways excuse he wants to. And it's not really him, because I don't think he really exists. And Mega Man will believe it. So anyways, move on. Dan, there's an incredible, horrible announcement coming out. I know. I know, little orphan Annie. So, I've explained what a trauma monkey is. but I'll explain it again. A trauma monkey is a petty psyop. It can be as simple as, you know, often limited hangouts are really kind of like trauma monkeys. There's overlap. And there was a story about how ICE, you know, the government came and deported a woman in Laredo, Texas, who'd been living here illegally for 39 years. And I don't believe the story. I think it's bullshit. Dan, I'll send you a link. You can send me all the links you want to. You can send me a link to that Guardian article that said the building across the street from me, you know, was burning down in August 2020, when in fact I could see it and it never burnt down. I don't care. Send me your fucking lies. I don't care if you're NPR woman. It could be Anna Berlanna from Mother Jones. All I know is all these fuckers lie. So I don't care about your bullshit. What I'm telling you is I think this story's a trauma monkey. And if you want to think on it, Mega Man or NPR woman, that's you pretending blumpity blumps anything more than a calm smoke. But whatever. Clumpity clump. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. I believe the USS Liberty was a blood ritual. I'm going to let you guys just think on that yourself. I kind of think it might have been more than a mistake. I think it could have been a kind of a weird Canaanite ritual. It's sort of satanic, yeah. Something involving Baal or Moloch. We'll see, right? No. There's a lot of shootings in Seattle, a lot of gunfights, whatever. There's a link to that. It's hard to know what news is true or false. If you live in West Seattle, you can confirm the story about the shootings or the guns being fired or whatever. And, you know, the little commentary about the little Glock switch that turns your Glock into a machine gun, whatever. If there's a little bit of truth in the story, I think it points towards collapse. It's like the thing I bring up with people. This is one of those things that will cause brain freeze. A lot like that one page in the shitty algebra textbook at the school, you know, that causes brain freeze because it's so stupid it actually makes people dumber. But it's Common Core, Dan. I know, it's Common Core. Common Core bullshit. Something I noticed in the last decade, and very few people are willing to notice it because they don't want to, but let me just say, ask me one thing we did not need in Western Washington ever growing up and into my 20s. Ever. Ask me one thing we never fucking needed. And probably through, let's say, the very early 2000s. What was the one thing you didn't need in Western Washington? Well, we didn't need another Thai food restaurant because we had plenty. We didn't need it, you know, we didn't need air conditioning. Now you say, well, Dan, what does that mean? It means that now, if you go through the Seattle area or around, even here in Port Angeles, you'll see advertising for air conditioners. We did not need those when I was a kid. That's a good example of a non-linear behavior, folks. Tell me why we need air conditioning, okay? That's not just that it's a little hotter than it used to be. No, it's not. So if some retard can email me, well, Dan, I'm going to gaslight you 6,000. When I was a kid, we needed the air conditioner 5,000 because temperatures were so horribly hot. Just like the blue sky. The blue skies went away because we had them. Yeah, we had clouds, real clouds. But we had actual blue skies when I was a kid. So the blue skies go away, but now we get the, you know, the advertisements for air conditioning. I didn't know one motherfucker growing up, unless they were Richie Rich and really weird, that had air conditioning in their home. And I mean, I knew people that were middle class. They didn't have air conditioning. Why? Because worst case scenario, you opened a window. And if once in a decade it got a little too hot in Western Washington, people dealt with it. But you didn't need to go out and buy air conditioners. It's a lot like when people in 2018 told me, well, Dan, it's just fire season. I can't tell you for certain what's going on. But that's a lie. What was going on in Western Washington and up and down the West Coast during the summer of 2018 when, you know, the guy went crazy and stole the plane, that wasn't fire season. Who the fuck knows what hell that was? But it wasn't fire season. Son of a logger telling you. So anyways, there might be a little bit of truth in this chaos if you're willing to hear, but you don't have to. Here's a really evil racist quote from Dr. Freckles. Who thought Mega would be so gay and faggy? Yeah, who thought that? Mega is afraid of their Teslas being keyed. Mega is afraid of weird freaks yelling at them. Mega's afraid of so many things. Mega's afraid of as many things as Trump can't do. And the list of Trump can't do's is building up every day. Are you seeing it? Yeah, I knew Mega would be gay and faggy, but a lot of you Cabela freaks didn't. Sorry for you, shithead. Next topic. Because I don't want this to be too long. So Elon Musk posted something on Twitter. God damn, so fucking stupid. But you have to dig into the sideways bullshit. It more or less talks about how we didn't know we would need so much energy, or some of us knew we would need the energy for all this AI. I'm going to give you a simple primer on engineering solutions and the history of technology. The goal is to use less, not more. In the history of technology, you don't build systems to use more energy to do less. You build systems to do more and use less energy. In fact, one way to tell the AI bimbo eruption is so much bullshit is that they keep telling you about all the fucking data centers they need to build and all the fresh water they're going to need. If AI were for real, this would not be going on. What this looks like is another kind of monkey fuck, another way to keep people busy. As far as the weird image tech stuff it does, I saw that in AI labs 20 fucking years ago. The only difference between that and today is they've thrown a lot of infrastructure at it, and the chips have become more powerful. But beyond that is the same linear bullshit. More, to quote Dr. Freckles, more efficient solutions use less energy, not more. Dan, I can't believe you said that. Yeah, Elon Musk is a kind of, he's an actor. He might not be real. The guy's a freak, and you shouldn't listen to him. He's gonna, you know, waste your time. Definitely a limited hangout. So this last topic, because I'm way over time, because I had way too many thoughts the last couple days, right? This last topic is related to Luigi Mangione, the guy that killed the healthcare dude who had two kids. I do not advocate murder. I do advocate self-defense. There's a big difference between someone trying to kill you vis-a-vis, you know, whatever, using a weapon. There's a big difference between someone trying to kill you and some random bureaucrat simply being immoral. I'm not saying the guy he shot was a good person. I've worked in the healthcare industry. It's filled with evil people. Between the defense industry and the healthcare industry, I'd be hard put to say which group of people is more likely to contain more evil. I think they're probably the same. But then again, I'm not a judge. I'm not the judge. I think there is one judge, and this is the thing. This is where Luigi Mangione went wrong, and we can't really be certain why. I'm going to let you do your own research. Here's something I'll tell you from personal experience. I've known people with back injuries, and sometimes back injuries are not such a big deal, but sometimes they're horrible. Sometimes they get so bad, not just in terms of what caused the injury, but in terms of the treatment, like back surgery. Because frankly, back in the day, and I don't think it's that much different today, they would fuse the back. And here's what happens when you fuse the back. You take one weak spot and you create two. You fuse the back again, now you have four, then eight. And I don't think it ever gets to 16. I think people just die. People would get so many surgeries, their back wouldn't even bend. So I knew somebody who had to kind of sleep standing up. Back injury pain can cause people to go to really dark places. And by the way, as far as fentanyl goes, there are cases where fentanyl doesn't even help. Like you can give a person fentanyl to the point that it would kill them, but they'll still feel the pain. Back injury pain can feel inescapable. There are people that are driven to some very dark places from that sort of pain. So it was revealed that the Attorney General is going to recommend, I think it's the Attorney General, the Attorney General Pam Bondi is going to recommend the death penalty. And this is how I wanted to end this. Okay, you're recommending the death penalty against somebody who probably, one scenario, went kind of insane from his injury and probably wants to die. So in a sense, your punishment might be a relief. But you see, whatever the truth of the story is, I don't expect logic from Mega Man, especially right now. right now we're on the verge, and on the verge, it's kind of like if you've ever read, what was it? The History of Scientific Revolutions. Anyways, if you know anything about paradigm shifts, you know that right on the verge, people go really fucking crazy, not just in terms of violence, but in terms of how they think about the world. The Structure of Scientific Revolutions is a really good book to read sometime. We could be on that verge, so who knows? Who knows? That's all the topics for today, because I had too many thoughts the last couple of days. I'm sorry I haven't been more consistent. I suppose in some ways I've been more consistent, but then I've also gotten darker and arguably, according to some, more anti-Semitic, even though I don't have issues with the Phoenicians or the Canaanites or the Carthaginians or the Arabs. I don't necessarily want to live like them, so in a sense, calling me anti-Semitic is weird, but I don't know. I just think the state of Israel is evil, and I don't. If a person were principled and followed Judaism, if it's a thing, then they would recognize the same thing. So I don't know what to tell you. If there's a remnant of the children of Jacob, they are beloved by God, but I don't think that has anything to do with the state of Israel. So, but that's what makes me an anti-Semite. But I don't make the ADL list. I don't make SPLC. I don't have people reporting me. The fourth wall is intact, except for the cyberstalkers. Have a great rest of your Friday.